Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right. I've been saying for a long time that that people are getting more and more crude with the way we speak. Well, I'm not the way I speak, but the way society speaks. And I don't mean just cussing and using vulgarity and all of that. I mean, things like, you would have never heard people, especially women, say something was good for your gut, the way they say it now, for gut health. And it's good for my gut.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, you know, it's not ladylike. It's just, you know, but this is the word now. Doctors are saying gut health, probiotics, gut health. It's not good for your gut. Okay. So it's almost like you want to go as far as you can go, and everybody's talking this way. So you got to put it in, you know, with advertising, put it in the language people understand and blah, blah, blah. Okay. Another change in our society has been women weightlifting. And the types of weightlifting and all that people do just to be getting toned and in shape and losing weight and all of that. I have no credibility now because I'm a great big fat person since I contracted obesity. But I used to be very knowledgeable and skilled in weight training and nutrition. Okay. And so I know these trends, and I know that back when I was really a gym rat, as we say, women were not deadlifting two or three times a week. You know, it just was something that women didn't do. Women would do weight training. They would do different things with weights to tone and all of that. But you wouldn't see, you know, women powdering up in front of a giant bar and deadlifting, you know, that often. So I guess what happened was is that one day some women in a gym saw that men were deadlifting and it looked like they were having a good time doing it. And so they said, hell no, men aren't going to do a damn thing that they enjoy without women doing it too.
Not today.
So then, you know, women came into the weight room, and then what did they do? They come in, they can't just come in and work out. They got to come in and they got to bring video equipment, and they have to pretend, and they have to put on shows and all of that stuff.
Wear cute outfits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Getting mad at people who are actually in there to do what you're supposed to do in a weight room if they walk into their shot or whatever. Mm-hmm. Not realizing that women is supposed to be in classes.
Oh, God.
There it is.
Yoga, yeah. Pilates.
Oh, no.
Step. Spin, all of those types of things. Women ain't got no business in the weight room. Now they lift weights, but they need to incorporate the weights into their little step classes and things.
Here we go. Is this why I'm getting flooded with emails?
Yeah, the gym, you know, as a you know, generic picture, changed completely over the past, I don't know, 10 years when women got into quote unquote weight training. Mm-hmm. Now, there used to be some women that belonged in the gym, and they were the bodybuilders, the ones that were in there bodybuilding for competition and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, the ones with the beards and the testicles. I mean, just sweating steroid juice out, yeah, and, you know, looking great.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm, you know, but you know what? They weren't videoing themselves and dancing in front of the mirror and all that kind of stuff. Mm-mm. They were in there doing what you're supposed to do, which is lift the weights and then, you know, be encouraging to other people if they need it and so forth and so on.
They weren't making TikToks.
Hell no. Mm-mm. And they weren't in there just trying to build a big, giant, weird-looking ass to go with your tiny waist and your big thighs. Mm-hmm. You know, that whole gym culture that women have now, when they just could not stand the fact that men were in there doing something without them, then that's what we have now. We have these awkward-looking women bodies that just scream, I don't need to be in the men's gym. No, I'm kidding about all that. But I've been kidding about everything since I talk about the deadlift. But yeah, you didn't see women, and you really didn't see men unless they were, you know, strength training mm-hmm. for something. You didn't see men in there just killing deadlifts. You would see a guy maybe doing deadlifts as his, leg workout, the back, you know, the hamstrings and whatever. You would see that, but he wasn't in there just trying to kill it on deadlifts. So when you combine the raw language with the new trend of women deadlifting, you get instructions like this lady is giving in her class about how to deadlift.
Imagine your booty hole is a flashlight. You want to shine it to the world, right? That's how I want that butt to expand and come through, okay? Movement is in the hips, come through. So that's the deadlift.
Pretend like your booty hole is a flashlight and you're shining it for the world to see. Then hump through, and that's the deadlift.
Got it.
Hmm.
That was my senior quote.
My booty hole is a flashlight.
Let your booty hole be a flashlight to the world.
Yeah, you're hiding your light yeah. right now.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's crazy, isn't it?
That's wild. Mm.
And I
imagine
get
your booty hole is a flashlight.
Yeah, pretend your booty hole is a flashlight.
I get what she's saying, how yeah. to do it, but also...
All right, let me tell you something. If you are an instructor in a place of business and you have women in there from different walks of life, you should not be talking about anybody's booty hole.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's crude. It's just, it's uncouth. Don't talk about a booty hole in mixed company and on the internet.
No booty holes.
Yeah.
Don't talk about booty holes in most instances.
If you had any grasp of a vocabulary, you would figure out a better way for that description than to say, imagine your booty hole is a flashlight.
Yeah. I don't ever want to hear that word again after today, right. much no, less at the gym.
Imagine you're in your gym, Lindsay, you're doing workouts and you're, you know, with all your neighbor women and all that. Yeah. And then the instructor says something about seeing your booty hole shine like a flashlight.
I mean, I would die laughing, but these people would be mortified. I mean,
you're the only real one, Lindsay.
Well, I'd be like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But it's just, that can't be a classy gym.
It looked like it was.
Is it?
Yeah. In the video, it looked like, you know, they were. But who can tell anymore? The way women go around looking.
Sure. Well, no.
Well,
she's clearly trying to make content. I mean, she's had somebody recording her. So I get like you might use some crazy language to go viral and promote your gym or whatever. But still, that's the way you chose to do it, by being vulgar or whatever.
But I'm the same way about people just making videos for their social media and using the F word. I can't even. And it's more women than men.
Yeah.
It's more women cussing now in mixed company situations when they don't know, you know, in the group who's what, mm-hmm. you know.
I can't stand that.
It's like that show I'm watching, Love. The main, the female lead is just so crude and trashy. And like it'll show her in these, she goes to these AA meetings, you know. She's an alcohol, drug, love and sex addict on the show. And she'll go to these meetings anywhere, and they're not people that she knows or whatever. And she just immediately in the thing starts, F this, and I thought I had effed up that. And I was like, and I know that's just a show, but
it's hard to watch.
It's just like, don't you have any consideration for the other people in there that they may not be used to hearing that kind of language?
Right.
You know, what if there's a preacher's wife in there?
Right.
Or, you know, anybody that, but see, they would look at it like, well, F that preacher's wife. She's probably why is she in here? Da, da, da. And you don't have to be a smut mouth to be an addict. They don't automatically go hand in hand.
Right. And you know who's always watching?
The Jesus.
The Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I could see a t-shirt that says, "Let your booty hole shine like a flashlight to the world."
It's a great visualizer.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
Is it good advice? Is she talking about having your booty hole pointing up?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see where she's going, but don't ever say that word. Yeah.
I always hated deadlifting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It ain't worth it.
Yeah. My booty hole's flashlight has been extinguished.
It's out.
Oh.
Flip the off switch on that.
More extra funny next.
It's Alexis, and you heard right. I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right, Lindsay, this will help you. This will be some information to help you when you get back on the dating apps after your husband gets smart.
You're going to say
leaves you sitting there with those two churning while he's off trying to make it into the Masters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Training for the seniors tournament.
Yeah.
Hey, good ball, Arnie. Good ball. Yeah. Okay. This is stuff about turnoffs on the dating apps. A new survey asked single people about the worst messages to send through dating apps. Number 10, tell me why we should date.
Yeah, that's cheesy. Lame.
Yeah. You remind me of my ex. All right. Obviously, you shouldn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
You free tonight? I don't know what's wrong with that.
I don't think that's bad.
What are you up to?
Yeah, those are dry. I mean, it's just not, if you're not even at the texting phase and you're still in the dating app, those kind of like bland, what are you up to? It's just like, you're a dud.
Oh, really?
I think that's the vibe some people would get.
Yeah.
Well, I really want to know, what are you up to?
Yeah, maybe, but you would ask in like, I don't know, a more, you really got to make an impact on dating apps. If you're not moved on to texting yet, you really got to sort of be more definitive in your questions.
Mm. Yeah, because I don't know anything. Like,
I don't even know you. I'm not going to go back and forth. People aren't trying to do that, really.
Yeah, I don't know anything about dating apps. And also, all of this etiquette seems pretty stupid to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it is my shortcoming of never having been on a dating app. So I guess I need to get on one.
Mm-hmm. For research.
Yeah. Starting off with, I usually never message first, but... hey, beautiful, or hey, handsome. I guess that can be kind of cheesy.
No, right? That's only cheesy when it's the guy doing it to the girl. Any guy got a message from a woman and said, hey, handsome, they're 100% in 100% of the time.
I would love a hey, beautiful.
Oh, would you?
But what about if the hey, handsome's coming from another guy to a guy? I hear that men like each other sometimes in that way.
Well,
Homo sapien relationships.
Yeah, hopefully you know you're talking to a guy before it gets to that point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So maybe a gay guy thinks it's cheesy for another guy to approach him with, hey, handsome.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Cheesy pickup lines like, did it hurt when you fell from heaven? Nobody is saying that.
Mm-mm.
Nobody's saying that. I'm sorry.
Not one person.
You're just trying to be funny on this survey. Nobody says it.
And if, yeah.
Did it hurt when you fell from heaven? Nope. All right. Number three, how are you?
Yeah, again, too bland,
dry. I would be the worst at dating apps. Yeah.
Number two, you up?
Yeah, that's like a booty call kind of thing.
And oh, I say that all the time.
And the number one worst message to send through a dating app is hey or hi. Mm-hmm.
You're kidding. Oh, I'd be terrible. People would never talk to me.
But yeah, see,
that sucks.
This is why.
That sucks for you. Mm-hmm.
This is like one of the things, one of the reasons why I think young people are not good at communicating, because they're so judgmental about mm-hmm. every little word that comes out of somebody's mouth. It's like everything has to be perfect mm-hmm. before I'm interested in even talking to you. And it's almost like everybody thinks that they're so special that nobody can do anything or say anything that isn't exactly the perfect thing to say. You can't even have the generic greeting of hi mm-hmm. without somebody saying, ugh, that is so horrible.
Yeah.
So no wonder they can't communicate with each other, because everything they say gets ripped apart. I mean, I wouldn't know what to say to somebody if I couldn't even say hi to them.
Right.
You know, oh, I said, hey, and that's why you don't want me.
And is it, I wonder too, is it because they don't know what to say back to that? Because that would mean they'd have to think of like a lengthier response. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I wonder if they're afraid to, but like you're saying, they're afraid to communicate. It goes hand in hand.
Yeah. It says you're so judgmental about every little tiny thing.
Yeah.
And, I think if you're truly that judgmental where you're turned off by somebody just typing you the message hi, then you're going to be lonely for a long time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Nothing's ever going to be good enough for you in a relationship if you keep that attitude.
That's the thing.
Now, judging them by being ugly and being really picky about their looks, that's a completely different story. But if they look good enough for you and all they do is say hi and you're turned off by, oh, next.
Yeah.
Then you know you got a problem.
Oh, I'd be the worst. Maybe that's why when I made Rob's dating app, he was making fun of me about everything that I put on there, because I don't know how this works, but I would say all these things.
But they're so judgmental of every little thing. Coming from me, that's a big thing. Some people say I'm judgmental. But even if somebody said something that I thought was kind of cheesy or whatever, I wouldn't automatically just go next.
Right.
Again, if they looked like I wanted them to look, I would think, oh, well, that's just kind of, are Riggins on these dating apps, are men more forgiving than women? Because I hear they're not. I hear men are, the guys are just as shitty as the women are when it comes to this communication.
Really? Oh, I would have assumed that guys are way more forgiving, but. Yeah,
just you would
communication. You would with a woman. Assume
because I mean, because you got to figure if the girl's hot or whatever, they wouldn't be so.
Yeah, most of these struck me as guys turning off women,
right?
Including the high. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Always that way, because I think any high, handsome, high, whatever it is, a guy's going to be excited that he got some attention from a woman. Mm-hmm. I know I would be.
Yeah.
So I think these are really one sided.
But again, it's because I think that these women and girls have been programmed to be that cynical about every little thing. Yeah. Like, I mean, saying that, that putting a thumbs up emoji on something is just the biggest insult that you can have.
God.
I mean, please, get over yourself.
And it makes the person self-conscious. What can I say? What can I do?
Right. I saw this video the other day of this woman. It was really funny, but she was talking about when she's at the, she's, 40s or so. And she was talking about when the college boys come in and see the college girls at the gym, and she's calling those boys out for being so afraid to even talk to them and everything. But of course they are.
Yeah.
Of course they're afraid.
Totally.
Because they've been hit over the head since they were little with, you know, men are abusive, men are this, men are terrible, men are this. Girls don't want you talking to them. You got to ask a girl's permission before you can even approach her. You know, you're going to get canceled. You're going to, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. They're afraid. They really are of what's going to happen to them if they just go up and start talking to girls. And all of that is by design from the Marxists in our society, trying to break apart from traditions, American traditions and families and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But it would be hard. And that's coming from me, somebody yeah. who's like the king of riz and charm, you know?
True. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But I would tell a girl so fast to go pound sand if she's giving me shit about saying hi or
yeah,
hey.
Yeah.
I could get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be the one yelling next. I could put your mama on the phone.
Yeah, what's your mama up to?
But you wouldn't. Well, I think you would find it a different experience if you got on a dating app just for fun to see. It would. I think it'd be interesting.
But I would know the difference between a stupid, cheesy pickup line and something that somebody said that might just be, you know, kind of a, you know, an uncool attempt at humor, or whether they were just legitimately asking me what I'm up to. I mean, yeah, big deal. Well, nothing, I'm just working. What you up to?
There's a hidden message in here.
Exactly. Just like if you saw somebody, you know, that you were the, I don't know, maybe you're the FedEx guy and you go in and the receptionist at this business you deliver to every day. Just like that, you say, hey, what are you up to?
Yeah.
Oh, nothing, just working. How's it going? You know, that you're just exchanging pleasantries. Right. Why is it on a dating site that all of a sudden you can't just exchange pleasantries mm-hmm. without the girl calling you out for being a shithead?
Yeah.
Ugh, not worthy
He's
of
not
me.
Not cultured enough to create a sentence of value.
Yeah, so he didn't type it into the chat box and come up with some, you know, which is what these girls are doing. They're using ChatGPT.
Oh God.
To come up with crap.
I'd have to use that if I was on a dating app right now, because I don't know what anyone wants anymore.
On ChatGPT.
I mean, literally, I don't even know how to use that, but I'd have to figure it out.
Yeah, I'd be telling so many girls to get over themselves, go pound sand.
Maybe
get out of here.
We should create an account. No, don't let me go down this road again.
We just did this.
Let's put someone in their place. But you do have competition. I get where you have more options than just one-on-one, but
it's not like meeting somebody in a bar.
Yeah, I get that, but also
I also suspect that there are a lot of girls on these dating sites that may not want to be turned off by a guy that just says, hi, what are you up to? But because it's the rule that they've been, you know, it's drilled into their heads that they have to, they feel like they have to be, you know, creeped out by it and dismiss it. Cause they wouldn't want to tell people, yeah, we met because we were on a dating site and he said one of the 10 things that you're not supposed to say, but I look past it and, you know, whatever. They'd be like, oh, that's what he said, girl, gross. So they feel like they have to be so unforgiving because of their friends and other women being, you know, that way.
Yeah.
Because women usually do everything depending on what the group is doing. Women are much more group-minded than men are. And that's why they're, you know, they're easier to dupe when it comes to voting.
Oh my gosh. I knew it could get more insulting.
Yeah.
Eventually.
No, I'm kidding about that. But women are much more group-minded than men.
Yeah.
You know, because that's, you know, it all goes back to how women need, and if you're not a woman that needs this, okay, I didn't say every single woman, but women are more in need of having get-togethers with their friends and belonging to clubs and baking together and going to the bathroom together and church socials, and, you know, all of the from way back, women are just more into group activities with women. That's why they always, you know, talk about supporting each other. We got to support them, support our friends, support. And it's great. It's great. It's just the difference in the way men and women are built. Most of the time.
Yeah, I want all those things.
Yeah.
I want to be invited to a baking class.
Mm-hmm.
I wish somebody had asked me to go to church with them. I need support.
Yeah.
Go to Lindsay's Bible study.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, yes.
We'll just team up.
Let's sign up for the fall sesh.
I love that.
Yeah, you can't wear athleisure, though.
No.
That's a no-go.
Yeah, no hats.
Oh.
But you have good hair, so we have to gel it and go.
What's up, ladies? Let's go, girls.
Yeah.
See, I'm a lot like Lazarus in the Bible.
Lazarus.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
What is new radio? New radio is apps
and more. And more.
Go to tjriggins.com and add us to your phone's home screen. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.